Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
They get hot or do anything.
Right. Well, I mean, it's probably the messiest, ugliest wire that's ever been soldered in the history of soldering. But it's done, and I hooked it up and actually got time code.
Right.
So we have a third Fairlight station in operation now.
Okay.
So thank goodness.
Well, it sounds like you guys needed it.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, now we've got a place to record the podcast if we ever wanted to. Oh, and speaking of which, here we are.
We're recording the podcast, aren't we?
Yes. What do you know?
Happy Friday morning, Steve.
Yes, it is Friday, the 6th of March already. And
this podcast is going to be to you later today.
That's right. We've got a couple more episodes of Down Gilead Lane Season 11 to talk about. And we got to talk about them fast because there's going to be another one coming out. Actually, some people are probably listening to that episode 6 today, right?
Exactly. So we want to make sure
people,
you get all the information.
Most people will be listening, you know, tomorrow and or Sunday. But, Down Gilead Lane, episode 1104, what should be, will be.
Mm-hmm.
And episode 1105, which was
Fairly Weathered Friends.
Yes, those have aired, and so we gotta talk about them.
By
the way, I'm Steve here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Lori Twitchell in San Antonio, Texas. We're the writer and producer of Down Gilead Lane, the hit family radio drama.
The awesome duo that helps bring you your entertainment every week.
And we're recording this early in the morning, so I don't know if I've, you know, got my system fully loaded with coffee. Right. But it is going to be kind of a quickie.
I'm thinking this podcast is what should be, will be.
And for that reason, there's going to be very little editing. So,
I think Steve says that every time, but then something happens and he says, I'm going to edit myself out of that part.
Right.
Anyway,
I'm not doing it today. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot.
Famous last words, Mr. O'Dell.
There's going to be a lot of Lori and Steve talking at the same time.
Okay.
That's the main thing that I edit, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It was much easier when the two of us were in the same room together because you could see when the person was going to be able to speak.
Exactly.
When they were lining up and you would go, oh, look, they're going to talk, so let's not talk. But Steve and I now have miles and miles between us physically. We're still buddies. You know, nothing emotional there. But
right.
There was some emotion in What Should Be Will Be.
So true. It was, you know, what's interesting about this episode, Lori and I were just remembering, we were just reminiscing before we rolled tape. And when we came up with the idea for episode 3, Lights, Camera, In Action, we mm-hmm. wanted to have a parallel between Mary Morrison and Hope Turner. And so we were kind of thinking that they would be an A and B story in the same episode, but then there was just so much.
Which was Lights, Camera, In Action. We were looking at Mary feeling the same way that Hope was feeling when she got kind of pushed out of the movie and she really couldn't say, you know, her opinion she didn't feel mattered. And
right.
We were trying to write those stories together. It didn't really
And we were just like, this is going to be a really way too long show, even for a Lori script.
Yeah, which we all know goes way over. You guys all get lots of bonuses when Lori writes scripts.
Yeah, yeah. I would say in this season, just a little side note, you're going to want to buy the retail episode, you know, singles, because I don't even
Funny
think
Funny thing
that
is, I carved down a lot of what I put in, but and Steve laughs at that, but he doesn't see me here going, wow, that one's at like 35 pages. I really can't do that.
Yeah. Anyway, The shows are probably going to be too long to even fit on the season 11 set, you know, the box set.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but a lot of them. Anyway, getting back to what should be, will be, we decided to bring in the Becca Taylor mm-hmm. angle. and the Ben Taylor angle, and kind of have that be the parallel story for Mary Morrison.
It really gave us the option of exploring both of those storylines really well. We didn't, if we would have tried to fit all of that into one episode, yes, it would have been really, really long, and Laurie probably could have done it, Steve probably could have done it, but at the same time, it really wouldn't have given us the chance to explore what's happening with Hope while this movie's going on, and then what's happening with Becca and the Taylors and with Mary all at the same time. So that's
exactly.
So originally was supposed to be a one two parter or two A and B storylines, and we thought, you know, let's just stretch it out.
Yep. So it worked pretty well.
It did. I think that people seemed to really like it, and it was just kind of neat to see how everybody enjoyed learning more about Becca. And there was a lot of discussion about the Morrisons leaving.
So. Yeah, that sort of stirred up a little bit of buzz.
Exactly. So, you know, if the Morrisons leave, what is it? Can we still do anything on Gilead Lane?
Right.
I don't know. But, you know, we got to the end of the episode, and we hit the next episode of Fairly Weathered Friends. The Morrisons are in Coleraine.
Yep, they're still there. Thank goodness.
And one of the Morrisons goes, jogging in this episode in, was it Fairly
Weathered Friends? Yeah, that's kind of a little throwback to the very beginning of the series, Meet the Morrisons, where Brooke is out jogging with her buddy Luke.
Yep.
And now here we are in Coleraine time.
What,
a little over, almost 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out taking a run once again.
Yes.
And that was kind of a cool platform to sort of jump into Luke's recounting of his year at college.
Yes. And what happened, because, you know, none of us really, we didn't explore a lot about what happened with Luke going off to college. We did visit Brooke and learn a little bit about what her life is like with Molly and Marcy and some of those things. But we really haven't heard what Luke's time at school was like until this episode. And, you know, I loved writing this episode. Steve and I, when we were very first discussing this episode, in fact, when we were going into season 11 and we were just kind of throwing around, hey, you know, we could write a story about this or we could write a story about that. This was one of the first story ideas that we knew that we were going to put into season 11, period.
See, you got a much better memory for that than I
see. Your mind is full of all of the facts of Gilead that I do not know.
That's true.
I mean, when I'm writing an episode, I mean, and here's a little behind the scenes thing. When I'm writing an episode, I will call Steve and say, is there a TV station we have to work with?
Right.
Is there a reporter specifically that we need to name? Is there a school teacher? In fact, I will write an episode and I will say, like we have one coming up where we're going to meet a school teacher.
Yep.
And Steve will put the note in the side. So-and-so's first grade teacher was this person, and this person's third grade teacher was this person, and has all the names and all the information.
Yes, from those days before I was 40. That's the stuff I remember.
But now I have all the information on the writing and the where the storylines came from. And yeah, Steve and I were talking in the summer, early summer. And we discussed the idea of Caleb and Luke and looking at something at college. And this was something we both really got excited about.
Yes.
We knew that we wanted to write an episode of this nature.
Right.
Around these storylines. We were going to include it. And
also kind of having alluded to a relationship with a girl that Caleb is sort of kind of keeping on the down low.
Exactly.
We're like, well, all right, let's go there.
He's discussed that with Maya a couple times. And I think at this point he's even said he just doesn't want to talk about it in Coleraine. He's kind of trying to keep all of that separate.
Right.
And I just think it's really neat. And didn't we, before this episode, didn't we have an episode where there was like a throwaway line about something that happened at college?
Yeah, yeah.
See, we were already discussing this episode when we had written.
That's true. Yep. I think that was 11-2.
See, there's Steve.
When somebody's talking to
Caleb about getting a job at the store.
That's right. Getting a job at the store. Yep. And he's like,
he wasn't very interested.
Working with Luke Taylor, huh?
Yeah. So we planted that seed there because we already knew we wanted to write this episode.
Right.
I think that was episode two. I thought it was great.
Yes, it was a great episode. Is there, you were talking also about the fact that we actually wrote these in a different order.
We did.
You were thinking of this being episode six.
Mm-hmm. In our original storyline, we have that beat sheet, sort of, that we do for the entire season.
Right.
Where we kind of outline the various episodes for each season. It's just a one or two sheet paper, and we say, in this episode, we'd like to see this happen, and this, and this, and this. And in the original beat sheet, as we were looking at this, we had Shadow Agent X, which is airing this weekend, as episode 11.5. And we had this one, Fairly Weathered Friends, as episode 11.6. When we wrote those episodes, as I wrote this season, I wasn't just writing one episode at a time. I was writing usually two, and I think a couple of times even three. And as we were working on those episodes, the episode for Shadow Agent X had some really neat things in it, but we wanted to make some changes to the storyline, whereas Fairly Weathered Friends was working, and I finally said to Steve, hey, we want to put this in production. Let's flip them.
Yeah.
So, originally, in the lineup that was conceived by Stephen Laurie before any of you were even thinking about season 11, these two episodes were swapped. And next podcast, if you're interested, we'll cover the storylines that changed in Shadow Agent X and put that one into, I think we had four or five rewrites on that one, and usually we only have like two. So that's
the
stuff I remember.
Again, right. Yeah. Lori is recalling all of this stuff that, I don't know, maybe I've compartmentalized. Maybe I'm just suppressing or repressing or whatever that is.
How fun it was going back and forth and let's do another rewrite of this episode.
I don't even remember that at all. It's all a blur. It seems like I had another interesting... what I found interesting as far as, like, feedback. On episode 5, there was, a lot going on a number of levels.
Right.
But it seems like what everybody sort of latched onto in the message boards was, who's going to marry who?
Yeah, it turned into this discussion of, is Caleb going to marry Becca? Is Caleb going to marry Brooke? Which we weren't even going that direction at all.
No.
We didn't even try and put that in there. We have, Carrie and Caleb are obviously in a relationship.
Yeah.
But as Steve mentioned, we put the Brooke and Luke jogging as a throwback to all of you people who've been listening since season one.
Right.
When Brooke and Luke used to go jogging. So,
yes.
I don't know. You're going to have to just keep listening and see if there is a wedding coming up.
Hmm.
Because there might be somewhere.
Yeah, or there might not. Don't get hopes up.
As you all recall,
because
Steve treats all of the Morrisons and the Richters as if they were his own children and they're not getting married.
That's not it. I'm just like, everybody does a wedding eventually. You know what I'm saying? Like every show or whatever. And I'm like, do we want to fall into that formula? I don't know,
but we'll have to see what's coming up.
All right. Well, that pretty much brings us to the mailbag segment. And amazingly, because she's brilliant, Lori is writing a haiku right now as I speak. So I'm killing time while she writes the haiku. It's 575, Lori.
Thank you.
Yeah, like you didn't already know that. But if you would like to write a haiku for us to introduce our mailbag segment, we're always taking haiku suggestions and submissions. You can email them to us, ccfuncast@gileadlane.org, Or you can put them on the message board, which is found at cbhministries.org. Or you could always call our toll-free comment line, and we could hear you reciting your own haiku in your voice. That number is 877-937-5397. 877-937-5397. Call, leave a comment, ask a question.
I'm done.
Read a haiku, just whatever.
I'm done.
And so now with that, let's get that banjo going. Is it a banjo?
I think so.
Do-si-do, now soak your shoe.
Here we go
with the mail haiku.
The mail is here now. Our mailbox is full of fun, so we'll share it with you.
Nice. Ah, I love that music. There's just something cool and...
Other country-ish.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like... It's not what we listen to all the time, so...
It just kind of like removes me from this Midwest winter... morning that I feel like I'm sitting
in. It sets
the
tone. I won't tell you it's like 73 here now, so.
It's actually a little warmer today than it's been. Anyway.
Very good. Anyway, yes, we have a question from Molly, right?
Yes, Molly says, hey, I was wondering, why do you never really hear about Haley and Mike and Tim and Hope's friends in the episodes?
Okay,
well, we have.
Yeah, we have. And one of the things, too, that has happened in recent seasons has been that Haley and Mike... Uh-huh. are both starting to hang out with Maya. And if we remember,
Maya,
there was a little bit of tension there when that started.
Right, right.
But Maya and Anna are now friends with Haley and Mike both because they're getting
yes.
to that age.
And we have heard from them. We've also heard from Tim, I believe it was last season, his friend Cody.
Yes.
And there was another friend, I'm drawing a blank, from the showdown. What was his name? Oh, see, don't turn 40.
our kids are all now, Lewis. All the listeners are all now just screaming, you know the name, and they're
I know. Saying,
you know
the name. Well, there was Lewis, who
right.
ended up being a friend eventually, but took a while to get there. We are going to hear from both Lewis and Cody coming up in an upcoming
yes,
episode.
Yes, we are, and we've got one of Haley's friends, too, that it will be coming up in an episode.
Yes. Now, that's going to be a throwback. Some of the real diehard fans will know who we're talking about. Let's
exactly.
not say.
And Hope, she has friends, too, but this season is happening in the summertime. And
right.
as we all know, for younger kids, in the summertime, you don't see your friends as much because you're used to seeing your friends in school. You're
right.
You're not really getting
so,
together out there as often.
It's more family time this season 11, with the Morrisons.
Right.
Just because they're not in school.
Right.
But we will. And, oh, we're also going to hear from Matt, Michael's friend. Matt?
Yes, there is an episode coming up with Matt. That's right.
Yep.
So there are friends that are out there. We haven't forgotten them. Just as it is with life, and I think we addressed this with an episode. Sometimes you kind of grow away from friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, that does happen every now and then. So, you know, keep listening. You'll hear some of those friends that will come through, and I'm sure that you're going to enjoy those episodes that we've set up for you. And we also had a question from Hannah.
Yes.
Can you download Down Gillian Lane for free? That's a you techie question.
Okay. Well, you can listen to it streaming online for free. The program airs, you know, on the radio, and it airs, in a sense, on the internet at our website, GileadLane.org.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can listen to it right there as a streaming MP3 through the HisKids.net player.
Excellent.
There are... occasions when we actually put a full episode of Down Gillian Lane here on the podcast, and we'll
yes.
just post the show as a podcast. But we don't do that regularly because Down Gillian Lane is a source of income for CBH Ministries.
We appreciate it
is,
if you purchase it because there's
right.
more on the CDs, but it also helps us out.
Right, right. Kind of helps defray the cost of producing Down Gilead Lane, and being a listener-supported nonprofit ministry, every little bit of that helps. And we are looking at some possible things that we can do in the future with previous episodes of Down Gilead Lane, enhancing them in some way or something fun like that. So look for that to come soon, because there's a lot that you can do on the internet. We're just beginning to discover some of the things that
we're working on it.
Right. So it's kind of exciting, but right now that's the answer to that question, Hannah.
Yes. And we have an awesome email.
Okay.
That came in from Elizabeth and Noah, and I would like to read this one because I just think it's cool.
All right.
It says, "Hi, I just wanted to say that my brother and I love," and that is emphasized, "Down Gilead Lane. We look forward to the new show every week, and whenever there's a new season coming up, we just count the days until it arrives. We learn so much from the show, and it encourages us because we can relate to it. So thank you for doing what you do. God will richly bless you." Thank you, Elizabeth and Noah. We appreciate the encouragement. We love hearing that it is touching people as much as it is touching us. You know, as you guys listen to the episodes, you're touched, and there oftentimes are, as Steve and I are working on these episodes, writing and producing these episodes, they really touch our hearts in various ways. And so it's a blessing when we hear that it's reaching out and the Lord is using it to reach you guys.
That's awesome. Yes, thank you, guys. And another encouraging one, this one is from Lindsay in Pennsylvania.
Woohoo!
Thank you for giving us your location.
We appreciate that.
That's always cool, just so we can kind of like have an idea where on the map we're hearing from. So a listener in Pennsylvania, in fact, she's real close to Hershey. Aren't you envious of that?
We did something in Hershey, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah,
we did. And in fact, I've been to Hershey because
I have been too.
I spent some time in my youth growing up in Pennsylvania.
Steve and I, were twins separated by like years and, whatever.
But the cool thing about Hershey is just you walk through the town and it just smells like chocolate.
It smells like chocolate and the lampposts look like Hershey Kisses.
Yep. Anyway, Lindsay listens on WDAC 94.5 out of Lancaster, and every time Down Gilead Lane comes on, she's listening. She says,
"Excellent.
I really appreciate your godly stand, as do my parents. You really strengthen my walk with the Lord. Keep up the good work. Thanks so much. And to God be the glory." And I want to just really echo that for sure.
Oh, we do too. Yes. And we want to thank the station in Lancaster for airing Down Gilead Lane. We are really, really thrilled that you guys are on board with the Gilead family and that you're getting Down Gilead Lane through that station. So thank you for the encouragement. It's just wonderful to hear from you guys. And I think Steve was giving you the information earlier for getting in touch with us. If you would like to send us any questions or feedback, we want to hear what you guys have to say, good and bad. We like to hear if there's something in an episode that you aren't sure about or that you didn't exactly like, just, you can tell us that too. We're okay.
Sure.
So what's that information?
That contact info is at our blog, which is ccfuncast.gileadlane.org. But let me just give it to you. The email address is ccfuncast@gileadlane.org.
Uh-huh.
The toll-free comment line is 877-937-5397. And the message boards, of course, can be found at cbhministries.org. Okay. So we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Now, we don't have an interview in this podcast like we did last time with Karen Levine. That was a great interview.
She was awesome. But we are planning some interviews for the future. We have a lot of things that are in the pipeline. We just need to get them together. But today, our concern was making sure to get this podcast to you and to make sure that you get it before this episode of Shadow Agent X, which Steve and I are both excited about. We worked very hard on this episode, as we mentioned earlier.
Yep. This is going to be a fun one.
Yes, and we want to hear your input on that. But that will wrap us.
Wait.
That's a wrap. Wait.
I have a couple bloopers.
Bloopers. You mean not from the podcast bloopers? Not things that you can just leave in and let us mess up?
Oh, we got We've got plenty of those, but yeah. No. This would be from the studio from when we were recording these episodes that we were talking about today, episode 4 and 5. Just a couple, not a lot, but I thought I would throw them in here since we were talking about these episodes. So here you go.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, well, you took that one. Hi!
Coloring.
Just so
you know.
Coloring?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right.
I just told him that.
Coloring.
Yeah, not like cholera.
Coloring.
Not like cauliflower.
As in
Ebola virus.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, Mike.
Why is no one doing it?
Sorry.
Steve?
I had a delayed reaction to
this. Hey, Steve.
Go ahead.
Okay, do I do it though? Because I think I'm on the diving board too.
Mike, I'll get you.
Can I do it next? Do I do the mic, I'll get you and stuff?
Hello? This guy, I'm coming for you.
Here's what happened.
Hyperventilating.
I could use some water. I haven't. A few days later at class, I bumped into Carrie again.
And it was no accident. You're jingling, though.
I'm jingling?
Yeah.
I'll take the coins out of my pocket. You're right. I do need to apologize.
Good luck.
Thanks, Mom. Oh, yeah. I found Caleb in the common room.
Found Caleb in the Gryffindor common
room. I know, right? I'm like, we had a duel.
those are always
awesome.
Fun. It was, I mean, you know, I didn't have a huge blooper reel on this one, but just a couple is always great. It's always a little something-something.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I think that's going to wrap it up for us today, Lori.
I think that it is.
Because you and I both have got to get back to work.
We do. If we want to get this podcast out and if we want to get the next episodes of Gilead Lane out to you, we need
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And so on the next episode of the CC Funcast, we will be talking about Shadow Agent X and Foul Territory.
Ooh,
so,
Foul yes. Territory. Yeah, that's
come that back was... for that and have a great weekend. Enjoy.
Right.
Hey, maybe you got spring break coming up. Enjoy
yeah,
that.
We do. Yeah, we have it here. And remember,
yes.
Every day needs a little chocolate.
That is so true. I'm going to get some right now. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.